This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jay.
Big 4th of July weekend. Lots of fireworks. Illegal fireworks. Gotta love it, man. They're going off all over the city this weekend.
48 fires in Douglas County alone. That was just South Metro. So that was just one fire station. Right?
One of the counties, I don't know if it was Jeffco, Douglas County, Denver County, I don't know. But they showed this morning that they got 950 calls.
Oh, my God.
With people reporting fireworks. 950. How in the hell do you investigate that?
Yeah, I don't know, because, I mean, you can't tell where they're coming from either. And you have to sit there and wait for it to go off. I don't know if anybody was arrested. Do you know?
I didn't hear of any. I know that there was a fire that literally started in a grassy area right next door neighborhood, so I was a little scared.
Yeah, I would be too, because it's so dry. But The saddest story is that guy, I guess he everybody loves him. He's like the fun neighbor that has all the parties and whatever in the cul-de-sac. And he had a big top hat on. He was like
Uncle Sam.
Yeah, you know, like a really tall hat.
Yeah.
And somehow he got the idea to put a firework on top of that hat. I don't know what kind of firework it was, but he put it on top of that hat and he lit it.
Here's the story.
Authorities remind us alcohol and fireworks do not mix.
I was going to mention that.
I didn't know
that. I didn't want to jump out.
Yeah.
When you watch the video, I think he's liquored up because he's out in the middle of the street doing a little jig. He's got on his Uncle Sam suit.
Yeah.
That big top hat, smoking a cigarette as he's doing it and lighting off fireworks. And it all comes down to alcohol.
Authorities remind us alcohol and fireworks do not mix. This after a man in South Carolina died from lighting fireworks on his head. Police say Alan McGrew started drinking at 6 in the evening. Uh-oh. Reports say his wife tried to get him to not put the firework on his head. She says he was trying to show off. There was nothing emergency crews could do to help him when they got there.
Jeepers.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of firework he put on his head, but I mean, I think in his mind he had enough room for it to either take off or whatever, because that tall hat, he just wasn't thinking. Yeah, he passed away.
And I was under the assumption that it was so spontaneous that in the report they say his wife tried to stop him.
Yeah,
because
like,
you don't see her in the video at all.
No, I think that she probably's like, you know, like all women, like, don't be an idiot. Don't put that on your head. You know.
He must have told her beforehand, watch this. I'm going to go out in the street. Yeah, I'm going to dance and put a firework on my head.
I don't know. They said he was just like, everybody loved him in the cul-de-sac. And he's a great neighbor and all that stuff.
Well, not as tragic, but much of the same, though. Fireworks go off inside a crowd as you see people disperse all over the place. They're in a stadium in Utah.
Fireworks gone wrong. This was the scene in Provo, Utah, after fireworks launched into the crowd last night. Six people were taken to the hospital with injuries. After this incident, witnesses also spotted a small fire in the stands where those fireworks were launched. It was quickly extinguished. Police have not released the total number of injuries at that stadium.
Did you see the videos of the drone show here in Denver?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to go.
I mean, wasn't that amazing?
That's the way to go.
I don't know how they do that. Yeah. I mean, I know it's all computer programmed, but God, it's spectacular.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable, the drone show. Now, I didn't go to it. All it is videos that I've seen, but that thing was absolutely amazing. Now, look, fireworks have their place. I went to a fireworks show over at Clement Park, and it has its place, okay? But that drone stuff, man, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. But I will say this, though. The ground stuff, you know how it was only legal to have stuff that's on the ground?
Yeah.
I don't know about that ground stuff, man. It That was pretty intense. I mean, there were sparks like going everywhere. Yeah. I mean, they make up for it. It stays on the ground, but it's going to kill you.
It's kind of like, you know, a hand grenade stays on the ground too. You know, that's if you want to do a little, you know, comparison here.
I was like, I mean, everybody had to kind of move their chairs back. It's like, okay, all right.
We had some clown in the neighborhood that lit off his little display in the middle of the street on, I think, Thursday night it was. And you're right, Jamie. This thing went off, and it lit up the neighborhood, man. It had never left the ground.
Yeah, it is.
It was amazing.
It's like, are you sure this is legal? It's not leaving the ground. Okay. Wow, yeah.
I think people also, they buy those things at these little black cat fireworks stands.
Yeah.
And they take them, and they, like, tape a bunch of them together.
Oh, maybe. That's
I think
what
that's
happened.
What this guy did. Because
they were monster one.
Well, they were different types of fireworks that were in there, and I don't think they come that way.
Maybe that's it.
I think they engineer their own. I think they go out and they buy like $1,000 worth, and they put about 500 in one big package and light it.
Did you guys ever light anything that like spun and then built a little cabin?
A cabin?
Yeah, it was like a little cabin.
No.
I remember the little spinners that just go woo!
Yeah.
And those are fun.
Oh, I thought it was the coolest thing. I was really little, but it spun and then there was a little like log cabin. Nobody? Anybody?
Yeah. That doesn't even sound possible, to be honest. You know,
maybe it's not. Let me look it up, but I swear that happened.
They only sell those in Illinois because of Lincoln.
Okay? Yeah, right?
Lincoln logs, that's
true.
Why they sell them in Illinois.
We're the land of Lincoln.
You're the only place where they sell the Lincoln
I'm
log
I'm not kidding.
Fireworks.
It was like the most amazing thing because this is the same reaction I had at the Cul-de-Wack, by the way. Yeah. When I was talking about the firework that made a little cabin.
It's everybody an Illinois
just,
thing.
Everybody stared at me the same way. I'm like, never mind.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.